This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location, one voice delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking now with the editor-in-chief from the TruthAboutGuns.com, and this is one young Dan Zimmerman. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Today is the day, huh? Let's kick this right off with what's on the top story, because I've got a question about this supposition. So, in his closing arguments, besides aiming I don't know if this happened or not, but there is a picture accompanying this where the prosecutor looks like he's aiming an AR-15 at the judge from that vantage point with his finger on the trigger. I guess he hadn't seen what happened with Alec Baldwin. But his claim in his closing argument is that Rittenhouse didn't have a right to self-defense because he brought a gun to a riot.
So he says, and yeah, that photo getting all kinds of attention because, no, he's actually not pointing it at the judge. He's pointing it at the jury. And his fingers on the trigger.
Yeah.
The bolt is closed, as you can clearly see from the photograph. Yep. So I don't know if Mr. Binger has a potential future in the cut-rate Western movie production business, but he sure doesn't seem to have distinguished himself as an attorney, and he obviously has no idea how to handle a firearm safely. Be that as it may, yes, he said as part of his closing remarks to the jury today, you lose the right to self-defense when you're the one who brought the gun, when you are the one creating the danger, when you're the one provoking other people. There are so many things wrong with that statement, it's hard to know where to begin, but let's start with the fact that, one, you do have the right to armed self-defense, even in a riot. Bringing a gun does not negate that right in any way. Earlier today, the judge tossed the charge against Mr. Rittenhouse that he was in illegal possession of that firearm for a couple of reasons. Number, mostly because the Wisconsin statute is so poorly and confusingly written, he wasn't sure how to interpret it.
Right.
And it seemed to turn on the fact of the gun being a short barrel rifle or not, which the prosecution ultimately conceded that it was not the standard 16-inch barrel on that AR-15.
Can I ask a question, if I may? Is it legal in Wisconsin to open carry a rifle?
Apparently it is. The question was whether it's legal if you were under 18, which Rittenhouse was at the time of the shooting last August.
But then that gets into the semantics of, well, it's probably illegal to buy one or own one, but can you have your hands on one?
Yes, there's an exception written into state law for people who are going hunting, for people under between 16 and 18 years old. The point is, The Wisconsin law is really poorly written enough that the judge himself had trouble interpreting it. And if he can't interpret it, then he can't instruct a jury in how to rule. And given the fact that there is a criteria in there for whether or not the gun in question is a short barrel shotgun or short barrel rifle, when the prosecution conceded that the gun that Rittenhouse had that night was neither, and the judge just tossed it. So that's no longer even an issue. So what we have here is someone who was in legal possession of a rifle in a city where he works, where he worked, and where his father lived. In other words, he was doing nothing other than defending himself, as the evidence showed. Now, if you listen to the prosecution's summation today, you would never know that. Because again, he's saying Rittenhouse, by merely being in possession of a rifle, he was provoking those around him.
But he wasn't alone.
No, of course not. There were lots of other people with guns, both carried openly and Gage Grosskreutz or Grosskreutz, he was carrying concealed. Of course, he was carrying illegally.
Yeah.
He was a felon in possession, and the concealed carry permit that he did have had expired. So basically, what the prosecution was saying today was, disregard all that evidence that you've seen over the last 2 weeks that clearly showed that every shooting was clearly a case of self-defense. I'm asking you to convict Rittenhouse based on the fact that he was carrying a rifle openly and it was scary.
That whole premise, though, right? Doesn't that sort of indicate that I presume that they have carry permits as well there, or are they a constitutional state?
No, they have carry permits there.
Okay. So by that premise, if I show up, if I go somewhere where there's a crime that occurs, could it be said, based upon that premise he's saying, that I showed up where there was a crime with a gun, therefore I was looking for trouble?
You could certainly make that inference.
That's the leap he's trying to make, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And later he said, he's talking about the fact that he was carrying the AR-15. The prosecutor said, this is the provocation. This is what starts this incident. In other words, none of this would have happened if Rittenhouse had not been carrying that rifle, which is, of course, garbage. We've seen photos of one of the other people Rittenhouse was with that night carrying a rifle. We see all kinds of people carrying a rifle.
We know Rosenbaum threatened the entire group he was a member of.
Correct. He was threatening all kinds of people, including Rittenhouse, threatened to kill him verbally. And then, of course, the prosecution didn't want to just lay down and take the fact that the judge had dismissed the possession charge. He said, I think we can also agree that we shouldn't have 17-year-olds running around the streets with AR-15s because this is exactly what happens.
Is it? That's the other thing. This is a thing, and I mean, it's a good thing that I'm not on his defense team because I'd be out there, Your Honor, strictly speaking from a textbook point of view, young Rittenhouse was as good as it gets. I mean, he was very discriminate with his firing. He only shot the bad guys. And let's go count the rounds that's left in his magazine. Let's see, he killed shot three bad guys, killed two of them. He didn't expend 10 rounds.
No, he did.
That's not spray and pray. This is a very disciplined. This is a very disciplined kid as far as the way he executed what he was doing, in a manner of speaking. Hang on for me. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from TheTruthAboutGuns.com. This is Lock and Load.
Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Lest anyone think that I was saying that Kyle Rittenhouse had executed anybody, what I was referring to is the way he executed his task. Everything he was doing was self-defense. So that was not something that should be taken out of context. I'm ex-military. If I had young Rittenhouse in my squad as a rifleman, I would have had a good guy, a good man to have in my squad. So, joined again by Dan Zimmerman. Do you think, and I haven't checked the latest to see what's going on, have you been following this enough to have a feel for where you think this might go?
I'm foolish and I'm stupid, but I'm not so crazy as to try to predict what a jury might do.
Right.
If you look at the evidence purely on its merits, I don't see how you can get 12 people to say beyond a shadow of a doubt that he is guilty. And that's not just me. We ran a quote this morning from Alan Dershowitz saying exactly the same thing. However, there's more, of course, going on here than just the merits of the case. This has become a political thing. And there have been reports, I don't know how accurate or inaccurate they are, of jurors being photographed and, implicit or maybe sometimes explicit threats. If they vote to acquit, and even if they haven't been threatened, I'm sure they're smart enough to know that if he gets off completely, there's a chance that we could see more rioting in Kenosha. Even the inept governor of Wisconsin was smart enough to call up 500 National Guardsmen to be on standby. Depending on which way the jury verdict goes, which, of course, brings up a point. If he had done this last August when there was rioting, burning, and looting going on in Kenosha, and not just had the local cops, staging around at the edge of town and letting everybody burn the city, and instead brought those 500 National Guardsmen in, we wouldn't be in this situation right now. Rittenhouse likely would never have had to have been there. He would have been attacked because the guard could have and should have done something to stop this on the first night. As I remember, all this happened on the second night of the burning and looting.
Well, I mean, it really comes down to the fact that they were willing to let the riots happen there, weren't they?
Yeah, and to be fair, I mean, Wisconsin was not alone in this. The same thing had gone on in Portland, the same thing had gone certainly Minneapolis. The overmatched mayor and the governor there had no intention of doing anything serious to stop that. Everything was, of course, mostly peaceful in Minneapolis. So, I mean, we've seen places burn before. And in the immortal words of the former mayor of Baltimore, everybody seemed to be content to let these people have room to destroy. Until you get someone like a Rittenhouse, who was there to try to help, was not about to go in unarmed, and things escalated. And this is what happens.
As I have read, this was a request by a owner of a car lot for some help defending his car lot. Yeah,
correct. A number of his cars have been trashed and burned the night before, and Rittenhouse had been there. There's a famous photo of him cleaning graffiti off of a federal courthouse or maybe a local courthouse, some public building. So he was there trying to help there, and then that night he was posted up trying to, protect this car lot. And then Rosenbaum was involved in trying to set a dumpster on fire And that's when Rittenhouse got involved and Rosenbaum challenged him and said, shoot me, and the whole thing escalated from there.
Do you think they, I mean, looking at the pictures I've seen of him there, Rittenhouse looks very young.
He was 17. He was very young.
Sort of a baby-faced kind of guy. And yeah. As I see this, as I'm looking at it, it kind of makes me think that maybe they thought, or maybe Rosenbaum thought, that he was going to be an easy target. But, I mean, after all, wasn't he a convicted child rapist?
He was convicted of, my understanding is, multiple sex crimes. He was a multiple-time sex offender. And he had just gotten out of the hospital, a mental care facility, that day. And according to his girlfriend, hadn't taken his medication. So he was a bomb.
He was a loose cannon.
Yeah. Exactly.
That's interesting. So in any event, though, I mean, it certainly appears to me that all of this was self-defense. None of this was forfeit because he took a gun to a, it could be argued, as far as I'm concerned, okay, so he went to a riot with a gun, and still these guys ran at him.
Exactly.
They still came at him trying to take his gun. They came at him trying to clock him with a skateboard. They were not afraid of him and his AR-15.
They clearly thought that, and maybe partially, as you said, because he is just kind of a baby-faced kid and all that, that this is not somebody they really had to fear, that he was probably carrying the rifle as a prop, but, you know, just without any intent of using it.
Right.
But once it became clear that he was under attack, not once, not twice, but three times, actually a fourth time, because there's that one photo of someone delivering a flying head kick to him. That person got away. He was not shot. So he was attacked multiple times.
And Hang on for me. Okay. We'll pick it up when we get back. Talking to Dan Zimmerman. Talking about the Rittenhouse trial. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial in the death of Ahmed Aubrey continues on Wednesday. Travis McMichael, who fatally shot Aubrey, testified in court in Brunswick, Georgia.
And he comes out and he pulls off his shirt and goes to reach in his pocket or waistband area, went for his pocket. I thought it was pocket at first, but later on it didn't make sense, because if you're going to reach your pocket, you would go for the pocket that's on whichever side you're on.
In February last year, Travis, his father Gregory, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan proceeded to chase Aubrey while Bryan recorded what happened on his phone. President Biden is in Detroit promoting his infrastructure bill he signed this week. His trip includes a visit to a GM electric vehicle plant in the Motor City. The bill includes a big investment in electric vehicle charging stations. USA Radio News. West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, are you as mad as I am? And I says, absolutely.
Current law requires a Social Security number be in order for families to obtain a child tax credit, but on page 1647 of President Biden's $1.75 trillion bill, Democrats would eliminate this requirement, opening up the benefit to illegal immigrants who don't have Social Security numbers. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. What do you think about Dershowitz insinuating himself into all of these things here lately? This is way outside of his lane.
Yeah, I'm not so sure it is. I mean, he is a famous defense attorney. He has been involved in some of the most notorious, noteworthy criminal trials in this country, including the OJ trial and others. So it's not as if he is inexperienced in these things. And as we quoted him earlier today, he said that if I were a juror, I would vote there was reasonable doubt and that Rittenhouse did act in self-defense. He said then he'd go the Nick Sandman route, which is the kid in, where was he, in Washington, D.C., the Cardinal, whatever, the high school kid who was accused of being a racist because he smiled at another man.
An Indian dude, a Native American dude.
A Native American person. Anyway, Dershowitz said then he'll bring lawsuits, and that's the way to answer. Vigilante justice is what CNN is doing, not what a 17-year-old kid under pressure may have done, right or wrong. It's CNN who is involved in vigilante justice. It's the New Yorker that's guilty of vigilante justice. He said the idea is to make the media accountable for deliberate and willful lies. Sandman has successfully sued a number of media operations, including the Washington Post and others, that, of course, didn't get to trial, but he's gotten large settlements out of these companies because of
He probably don't have to work, does he?
No, and I'm sure his college is paid for, and he'll be just fine. And what Dershowitz is claiming here is that Rittenhouse will likely have every bit as good a claim against a number of media outlets, including CNN and The New Yorker.
So from that premise, it sort of surprises me to see him coming out. And the other thing that surprises me is I don't see any outlets going, hey, wait a minute, Alan. What are you doing?
Are you talking about, you mean just based on his political stance and that type of thing?
That kind of thing.
Well, that's true. However, Dershowitz considers himself a constitutionalist. He calls himself a liberal. He said he voted for Biden. He voted for Hillary Clinton before that. But he fancies himself, and I think it's fair to say that he is intellectually honest about these things. He did, in fact, after all, defend President Trump in the impeachment hearings. He was no friend of Donald Trump, but he saw the what he thought was the deficiencies in the cases brought against him, and thought that it was a political witch hunt and had nothing to do with actual high crimes or misdemeanors.
Right.
So he's not above going against his political interests. And apparently that's what he's doing here. I mean, it doesn't take a genius. It doesn't take a Harvard professor like Dershowitz to watch the evidence as it's been presented over the last couple of weeks and see room for reasonable doubt.
Sort of a legal Gary Click, perhaps.
Possibly, yeah. So when someone as experienced and noteworthy as Dershowitz pronounces on something like this, it's going to make some news. It doesn't make nearly as much news anymore. The quote that that I had was that he was interviewed by Newsmax. It's funny because he doesn't appear on CNN or MSNBC or NBC News for those types of outlets much anymore because they consider him an apostate, because he did defend Trump and because he is willing to go against the predominant media narratives
in
all of these situations. So.
That's interesting. It doesn't seem to bother him. Why are they trying to cancel him?
I don't think they can. I mean, he's up there in years. They can't. I don't think that there's anything they can do to truly cancel him. He can do whatever he wants. I assume he still teaches at Harvard. I don't know. I mean, he's a professor emeritus there. I don't know if he still teaches or not, or if he just has an office. No idea. But I don't think there's much that they can do to shut him up.
What an enviable position, him and Joe Manchin.
Yeah, exactly.
That I would love to be in that particular predicament. So let's see. See if they have an update here. Going to FoxNews.com. No, they don't have an update. They're still in.
No, I know the defense was giving its summation, which I haven't had a chance to read or hear any of that. I only heard the earlier part from the prosecution.
Right. I don't know if I was a member of that jury, that guy pointing the AR-15 at me. That would have had a fun effect on what I thought about the prosecution.
Yeah, I would have leaned over and gotten out of the way conspicuously. I mean, that was just incredibly stupid.
Rule number one, counselor, and rule number one. Anyway, I find some of this stuff. Have you heard any, as we head into this break, we got about a minute, any latest news on SHOT?
It certainly seems like it's going to happen. All indications are pointing that way. I've got my reservations, and I'm planning to be there. So the cascade of cancellations after 6 hours pulled out doesn't seem to have happened, at least not that I've heard.
Now, initially I heard that Daniel Defense had done so as well, but I haven't heard anything else about that. So
I've not heard anything to that effect either.
So I'm not going to worry too much about that part of it. But we're going to see, I guess. We're going to see.
Yeah, I certainly hope it happens.
And I still plan on driving.
Better you than me.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you one thing. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll talk about this another time. Truthaboutguns.com. A very prolific dispenser of news. Truly breaking news within the gun culture, within the gun world, within the politics, within the material reviews, within the gun reviews. They are a leader, and they're worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dan Zimmerman from the TruthAboutGuns.com. I just found out, Dan, while we were in break, I was setting up and I was going to do a live stream on Facebook, but because I dared to do a mention of Kyle Rittenhouse on my Facebook page, I've been banned from doing live for 30 days.
Just for mentioning his name?
Well, no, I put a meme up that said it was a picture, it was a screen grab from the video that they did where it said, Kyle Rittenhouse is guilty of killing the prosecutor's career.
And that offended Facebook sensibilities?
Well, supposedly, there you go. I'm getting a message from them. To prevent any misuse, we've temporarily restricted your ability to use this feature on Facebook. You can try again later. Won't try again at all. How about that?
They don't say how much later?
Well, they told me it would be 30 days, so let's see what... can't go live for 30 days. This happened on the 11th. So I won't be able to go live again until December the 11th.
Goodness. Well, by then we'll know the verdict.
Yeah, we will. I guess I could record myself from this end and then just put music in behind it. That's the basis behind all good recording anyway.
There you go.
Might just do that anyway. But anyway, I digress. Let's go back to thetruthaboutguns.com. And let's talk about this. Who made the revelation that we've been making all along that gun control laws don't actually prevent gun violence, as they or violence? Who came up with that startling little nugget that we've been talking about for decades?
I'm having trouble finding the post that you're talking about, but I know that we ran it because we run so many. I'm having trouble finding that one at the moment, but that's, of course, long been true, because if gun control actually did do something, stop gun violence, quote unquote, then places like, oh, I don't know, Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, these places would be utopias of peace and tranquility, where no one had to worry about crime or being shot or carjacked or their home invaded in the middle of the night. And yet, that's not the case. It's incredible. It's amazing.
And yet, they point out there's a 15% increase in the number of state-level firearm bills introduced the following years whenever...
after any mass shooting, I believe is what that post said. Right, exactly. Mass shootings are rare. Gun control does virtually nothing to stop mass shooting. Yet what do you get every time there is a prominent mass shooting? You get more gun control, because that's always the answer every single time, is to further restrict people's rights. Does the science bear any of that out? Is crime ever actually reduced or limited from those laws? No. In fact, most of the time, the specific laws that are passed have nothing to do, or would have had nothing to do, with stopping the crime that brought them about. You know, so that's why, you know, you get background check laws and other things, you know, mandatory universal background check laws after something like the Parkland shooting, where the shooter there got his gun legally, went through all the background checks, all that type of thing. What's the point of that? Or they'll outlaw gun shows, you know, in municipal facilities or something like that, when whoever the shooter was in any particular shooting didn't get their gun that way. You know, most of the time they went to a gun store, bought it legally. There was never any hanky-panky or anything illegal that went on in terms of actually acquiring the firearm. But they're going to make darn sure that it's more difficult for the average person to buy a gun in the future.
Well, they have a picture. You guys have got a picture of a guy with a shirt that says "Violence Interrupter."
Yeah, that's another wonderful thing that our friends on the anti-gun left like to promote these days, is so-called violence interrupters. In fact, in a lot of cases, in cities where police departments have had their budget slashed, the money that's being withheld and reducing the number of cops on the streets are going to these so-called violence interrupters, which in a lot of cases, in Chicago and Los Angeles and a lot of other places, these people are former gang members, former convicted felons that are supposedly out there preaching the gospel of peace and brotherly love to their former compadres who were selling drugs and shooting each other and killing each other, even though there's virtually no evidence that any of that has any effect on the actual crime rate.
I always get a kick out of violence interrupters, because I don't know. I thought that's what cops were.
Yeah, in theory, more often they're just violence cleaner uppers after the fact. But I will say that having more cops in the street and being visible and patrolling neighborhoods does have a positive effect, which is why in places like Chicago and other, you know, Baltimore, St. Louis, other known violent cities, when you ask the people who live there if they want their police defunded no. They either don't want their budgets cut, or they want them actually increased because they know that more cops in the street mean a safer environment for them. And that's particularly in particularly the case when you interview and talk to minorities. So this idea that funding the police is somehow racist and evidence of white supremacy is pure garbage. Black and brown people want cops in the streets as much or more than anyone else does.
You know, my thing is that, and I know this is bad. This is bad of me to be this way. And I'm not trying to be vindictive. But as far as I'm concerned, if that's what they want, they should get it.
Well, and they are getting that. You know, this is exactly what a lot of these people have voted for. And they're voting for people like the Bill de Blasio's of the world and Lori Lightfoot's and people put in these utopian schemes that have resulted in fewer cops in the streets and increased crime. And they're getting exactly what they voted for. And
right.
Increasingly, they're not liking it, which is why so many politicians are starting to change their tunes, because these ideas aren't polling well anymore. Defund the police isn't popular anymore in almost anywhere other than right here in Austin, Texas.
No.
Yeah, so that product isn't selling.
Thanks very much for joining me today, Dan. Good
Thanks
stuff.
For having
Good
me,
stuff.
Sir.
We'll have to be paying attention. TruthAboutGuns.com. Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At C&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, C&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. C&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.